Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So what's really interesting is Cleveland, they loaded up against the run, and their defensive line played very well. And they did what Dan said there, 11, you know, they saw, talk about it afterwards, have 11 guys running to the football. And they did everything they could to make sure Henry and Lamar didn't beat him. And they forced 5 punts out of Baltimore in the first half. 5. They gave up 1 touchdown in the first half. Baltimore made adjustments and destroyed them in the second half. Lamar Jackson took advantage, and they were able to get some plays in the air. So, and won the game big. The takeaway thing is a huge part of this game, is winning the turnover battle. But, hey, man, Baltimore's defense is curious as to whether or not they're going to be vulnerable to a good offense this year. Something to monitor Monday night.
So to monitor. Well, the turnover battle is huge, but it's not just huge to get the turnovers. You got to turn them into something. And that was one of the things the Lions didn't do as well against the Bears. You know, they had the turnovers, they got the stoppages on fourth down, and they only turned that into, I think, 10 points.
Gator, a fast food chain, is making a change. Want to know what you think of it? We will get to that today at 12:52 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, FanDuel's getting ready for kickoff. Bit of a buzzkill Tuesday night. Tigers taking on the Cleveland Guardians. And it was one of these back and forth games. I mean, Cleveland, I guess, was leading the whole way, but it felt like the momentum in the game was riding back and forth, and the Tigers would threaten, and Cleveland looked to open it up, and the Tigers pitching would get the job done, and the Tigers would get a runner on, and then the Tigers would get a runner thrown out. And unfortunately, before it got to extra innings, the Tigers, getting the base runners thrown out was costly. And there were some heroics before the big heroics. I thought Tyler Holton out of the bullpen was really good. I thought Montero, I mean, inning and a third with 4 strikeouts, strong to quite strong. And then with 2 outs, down a run, nobody on, Kerry Carpenter goes to the plate in the bottom of the ninth and launches a 430-foot shot to center field and ties the game. And the place was a buzz, and it was awesome. And my phone started blowing up, and I texted Kang. Kang, you texted me back. We were really excited.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. Here we go. That didn't happen. I'm just messing with you. Mm.
Leaving me out again.
Completely joking. Anyway, but my phone started buzzing. It was great, right? And then the buzz kill, top of the 10th, Will Vest. Well, Vest is becoming a concern. God, they need Finnegan back and healthy.
Well,
they might need something that we have. We have 2 things we have no idea what they are. Well, I guess we're seeing what Arcidi is, but the Seawald addition.
Things that happen in extra innings, I have a little bit of grace for the relief pitchers. They're thrown in a tough situation because you get the runner at second base and nobody out, and mm-hmm. That's how you start it in extra innings. So it's like if you give a base hit, you're down.
Yep.
And that's... It seems
I've
so
always punitive. Thought it was important not to give up 4, though.
Yeah. No, that would be that's important not to do that. And that they did hit them hard, which was unfortunate. Maybe not hard, but they did hit them hard. there's no way around it. It was
double, triple, yeah. Double.
Can't help.
Then a mere single.
I mean, you start going back in the game and see mistakes that were made,
yep.
And missed opportunities, and you go back and say that, you know, Stephen Kwan was so good. It's the little things that he did that made big impressions. A fly ball into the corner, it goes off the wall, and he picks it up, and in one movement, he picked it up, turned, and threw it all in one movement, a strike to the shortstop who's in, you know, shallow left field, who then relays it home and nails Abanez at the plate. I mean, that's a run probably 9 times out of 10. And it wasn't, because Stephen Kwan was Stephen Kwan. Then Torkelson ropes a what should be a double, absolute double down the line left field, goes off the wall. Stephen Kwan rushes over there, again, fields it quickly, one turn, one throw in the second base, and Torkelson's going to stay at first. And I think he would have been out if he tried to stretch it to a double. And then Torkelson's at first base after he had walked. Pitch goes in the dirt. Naylor is looking to locate it. He locates it quickly enough and then throws out Torkelson at second base. He was trying to take the extra base. This is what happens. The Tigers tried to take the extra base a couple times last night, and they got gunned down doing it. And then another time they could have maybe tried to take the extra base, and they didn't because the guy in left field was getting the job done. Stephen Kwan showed last night why every team in baseball should want to have him, and also shows why Cleveland didn't trade him.
Yeah.
He's too valuable. He does everything well.
Just real quick, a reminder, if you're having problems with our signal, please stream. There's work being done on our tower, so we're encouraging everyone to go to the Odyssey app and upload that that app so you can stream the show, AUDACY, or you can stream to our website, 971theticket.com, or you can stream with video at twitch.tv and youtube.com. No issues there. They're sorting some stuff out at our tower, so we again ask you to bear with us, or just go to one of the streaming services. A great way to take in this show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket. All right. Gator news from Wendy's. Did you see this?
I did not.
Okay. You tell me if this is a yes or no, they didn't. Wendy's is switching from leaf lettuce to shredded lettuce.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Okay. Kang, you, Wendy's is switching from leaf lettuce to shredded lettuce. Yes or no, they didn't?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
We're on opposites on this one, Gator.
It's okay. I like the leaf lettuce on a burger, but sometimes they don't look at the lettuce close enough and the lettuce is bad, right?
It could be any lettuce, yeah. But yes.
And sometimes you get lettuce gross out and it ruins the sandwich. In this case, the burger. I feel like the shred, you take that kind of out of the equation.
Or you just don't see it as visible.
Or maybe you don't
visible,
see it right,
you
know? But out of sight, out of mind, right?
Yeah.
I don't dislike the leaf lettuce, but I do enjoy shredded lettuce more. So
my issue with shredded lettuce, like either one's fine with me. I keep the lettuce on. You don't minus lettuce, then I take it. Some people just say no lettuce at all.
Not on a burger. No, not on a... Okay. If it comes to the burger, it adds to it. I'm fine with it. I guess when I go like Five Guys, I don't ask for lettuce.
Oh, so you don't get the lettuce.
No, but if it comes with the burger like on a Big Mac, or if I were to get a Whopper or something like that, if at the rare occasion I get the fast food burger outside, I do like Five Guys. I'll just leave it on. That's fine. But so, when I have the chance to order it myself, like Five Guys, I say no.
I enjoy the lettuce on the burger. So with Five Guys, I would add lettuce, and I'd keep it on the burgers that already have it. So, but the reason I don't like the shredded lettuce as much, Doug, is because of the, when you open up the sandwich, it's usually everywhere. It's not all
the
in
shredded,
the burger.
The shredded lettuce
is everywhere.
Messy.
So I don't like the messy part. Yeah. I like it just the full leaf romaine in the burger.
But there
is a slide factor that Kenny brought up to me that sometimes the whole lettuce can slide out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But you got to take a good bite then. Like you got to use those teeth, man.
Yeah.
Like if I get a sub from Jersey Mike's, and they use the shredded one, the Mike's way. Yeah, I want a Mike's way, but I always say light lettuce. I don't want too much because then it's just too much on the sandwich.
This is something Doug can really get into. Doug, what is your opinion?
That's a great question.
Right?
Forget you. What does Doug think?
I actually like the shredded lettuce. I don't mind the mess. I feel like it adds to a sandwich's authenticity. And you ask, why did I choose the word authenticity? And I answer, I don't know, but it feels like a more authentic sandwich with shredded lettuce, like the time and the efforts put in to shred said lettuce. And so, I don't know.
You just think it's more artisan?
Yeah.
Ooh, is that shredded lettuce?
Well, let me just
the
turn
shredded
back.
Shredded romaine?
If I'm given a choice, if like I'm looking at a menu and it says, you know, turkey and Swiss, a little Russian dressing, and shredded lettuce, $11.50. With regular romaine leaf lettuce, it's $10. I'm getting the $10 version. It's not that much better, but you're right about the mess. The mess doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Listen, if you got turkey Swiss, Russian dressing, coleslaw, you don't need to add the...
Well, whatever. Yeah, but bad example.
Lettuce off.
Yeah, we'll go... Turkey Swiss honey mustard with onions and tomatoes and
shredded lettuce. Jimmy's not going to bring it to you. You have the onions in there.
I never asked Jimmy to do anything for me.
Our boss, Jimmy Powers, has a policy. No onions in the car. If he'll go out and pick up lunch every once in a while, but if you're going to get a sandwich, no onions.
Anyway, so one of you is on board, one of you doesn't like it.
Right. I think we'll both still eat it.
Yeah, 100%.
Not a deal breaker.
Yeah. No, I'm more on board with it because I'd prefer the shredded than Kang's. Not against it, just prefers the leaf.
We're getting a choice here.
Okay, more of your feedback coming up, phone calls as well. The best of what Jared Goff told us earlier in the show. And straight ahead, I think something needs to be done about this. I can't believe it's going on. And the most hollow gesture ever made by a coach was made yesterday. We will get to that today at 102 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.